At any orchestra performance, the full range of human emotion can be on display. But the Kyiv Symphony Orchestra is practicing, playing a different sort of tune as it begins a European tour with a special assignment from Ukrainian authorities.
Our concerts are truly a cultural mission. In Ukraine, we say there's a cultural front. It's not escaping the war, it's another aspect of the war.
Each strum a distraction from the reality back home, and a way for musicians to express the feelings that can't be summed up with words.
Being a professional artist on the world stage is very, very important right now, because we have access to people's souls. Through music and art, we speak to souls. We transmit our pain and desire, our aspirations to hearts through music.
He's only been with the orchestra for a week and a half, but Italian conductor Luigi Gaggero says he's never seen rehearsals like this before, and he hopes the tour will last until the end of the war, whenever that might be.
They don't just feel nostalgia for a job, they feel nostalgia for the very reason of their existence, which is music. It's like the air they breathe, and finally, they can breathe again.
Back in Ukraine, a familiar melody is played during dark nights below ground. And when people of Kharkiv emerge to take stock of what else they've lost. For those sheltering in metro stations, the music brings far more.
Music is art. It is life. It is a ray of light that helps our souls survive. It brightens our lives and keeps us away from panicking, the darkness and gloom of this war, the bitterness. Music, art, they give us hope for the future, hope for peace in this world, that life will continue, and that the light will win over the darkness.
That hope, in the darkest of days, is getting these people through. Andrew Chappell, Al Jazeera.